The Philadelphia Orchestra has wrapped up its three-week-long tour of Europe, performing 14 concerts in 10 cities. WHYY's Peter Crimmins is back home after following the tour to its conclusion in London over the weekend and files this report.
There was a lot riding on this tour, because this is the first time the Philadelphia Orchestra traveled Europe under the baton of Yannick Nézet-Séguin. His appointment as music director 3 years ago was not only meant to trigger the organization's financial restoration, but also lift the ensemble to higher levels of artistry.
I imagine this would be something extraordinary, something which would be one of the great moments of our history, Yannick and the orchestra. And it was every bit as great and even greater than I imagined.
Nézet-Séguin's tour through cities such as Berlin, Paris, Vienna, and Amsterdam introduced to these capitals of the classical music world the budding relationship between the fabulous Philadelphians and its young star director. Nézet-Séguin just turned 40 years old, and he's already performed in these cities many times.
You know, the simple fact that in Luxembourg they would even stand up a little bit at the end was an extraordinary fact, because I've been there, and I know that in this part of the world, it's all about duration of the applause, but never to stand up. The fact that in Vienna they started with some rhythmic clapping, this is completely new to me. I've never, ever experienced that in Vienna. Of course, in France, when they like it, like in Paris, they do rhythmic clapping. It's something they do more.
I think we're really starting what I would almost term a new golden age of the Philadelphia Orchestra.
That is David Booth. He's been a violinist with the orchestra for 42 years. He's played under 5 different music directors.
It's the ovations that I've seen on this tour. I have never seen hysterical ovations, standing ovations, screaming. It's almost, I feel sometimes the reception is almost like a rock concert. I mean, it's that incredibly intense and overt.
Violist David Nicastro echoes what a lot of the musicians feel when he says the relationship between themselves and Yannick Nézet-Séguin is firing on all cylinders.
He's so much more personable, less formal than some of our previous music directors, and I think audiences respond to that. Feels different from tours with Savalas, our music director of 2 decades ago.
The European critics are starting to weigh in on this tour, calling the orchestra, quote, more than ever, one of the best symphonic ensembles we have today, praising Nézet-Séguin for his transparency and depth, and describing them both as the new dream team. Nézet-Séguin says he's thrilled, but not surprised.
I never have doubts that this orchestra would perform extraordinarily every time, so I was not so nervous, but I think because it's the first time that we present ourselves, I wanted to prove, and as one reviewer also in Vienna said, well, everybody is talking about it being the best that it has ever been, the Philadelphia Orchestra now, and I think it's only then an encouragement for us to keep doing the work we're doing in Philadelphia.
Nézet-Séguin cemented his relationship with Philadelphia a few months ago when he announced he would step down as music director of the Rotterdam Philharmonic in 2016. He said he would not be able to give Rotterdam what they need because he wants to spend more time in Philadelphia. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.